You're listening to SBS News.
After weeks of calm in the Ukrainian capital, missiles fired towards Kyiv have killed at least one person and injured six others. Mayor Vitali Klitschko says the missiles hit at least two residential buildings, with a seven-year-old girl and her mother caught up in the attacks. Rockets also struck a residential part of Kharkiv on Saturday, and this woman, Ola, says rescuers came to help her after she became trapped.
At 11 p.m., there was an air siren. I went to the phone to switch off the app and stop the alarm sound, and at that moment, we were trapped. Two walls fell down, and then the ceiling.
The strikes also damaged a kindergarten and harmed a group of workers servicing rail infrastructure, with reports of another death. United States President Joe Biden slammed the destruction in Kyiv during a photo opportunity for the G7 summit.
Mr. President, do you have a reaction to the Russian missile strikes on the apartment building in Kyiv?
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky gave an address about the need for air defence systems to respond to the attacks. He says leaders at the G7 summit have the ability to halt Russian aggression. Mr. Zelensky has also asked the people of Belarus to hold back from cooperating with the Russian military.
Some of the missiles were shot down, but only part of them. We need a powerful air defence system, modern, fully effective. The one that can provide complete protection against these missiles. We talk about this with our partners on a daily basis.
He says he has spoken to Canada's leader, Justin Trudeau, about how to strengthen sanctions against Russia and thanked the Canadian Prime Minister. Mr. Trudeau is among the prime ministers at the G7 summit, where leaders are meeting for the first time since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Members of the Group of Seven wealthy nations have declared a ban on Russian gold imports as part of efforts to cut off means of financing the war. Meantime, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Justin Trudeau exchanged light-hearted banter about who had a bigger plane. And during this roundtable moment, they made jokes about Russia's President Vladimir Putin and his tough demeanour with the EU's Ursula von der Leyen.
We all have to show that we're tough about Putin.
But President Putin had his own agenda, meeting with the Belarusian leader during televised talks where they discussed the supply of missile systems. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko raised the alarm about the policies of neighbouring Poland and Lithuania, with Mr. Putin making this promise.
We have made a decision. Within the next few months, we will hand over to Belarus the Iskander-M tactical missile systems, which, as you know, can use both ballistic and cruise missiles, both in conventional and nuclear versions.
Belarus hosts Russian military units, but its own troops have not yet crossed the border. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.